Welcome back to Access Radio. This week on the Gaming News Update, once again joined without Jordan, it's just me, Sony, once again. But that's never stopped us before, and it's not going to stop us now. With the first story, we're kicking it off with something we have not heard about since we started this show. And that's right, I am talking about Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go being an immersive reality game. You take your phone, you have the Pokemon Go app, and you can go outside and capture Pokemon. Sadly, on launch, the game didn't meet expectations. There's quite a lot of things missing, like PvP, training, and trading, and even things like interacting with other players. But Niantic have just announced that they are going to add shiny Pokemon that you can capture throughout the world. They said it will be a 1 in 1,000 chance with some Pokemon, and 1 in 4,000 chance with others. Which Pokemon will have shiny versions of it, we don't know, but they did say that they're going to be releasing quite a few of them. We don't know if they're going to be adding the things that were missing from launch, and we don't even know if they're going to be adding second generation Pokemon. Hopefully this is something they are inching towards the more the updates come out. If not, then the game is just going to continue struggling to meet expectations and reclaim all the players that they lost during 2016. And staying within the realm of reality, US citizens will notice a huge change within their local GameStop, because GameStop has announced that over 220 stores will be shutting down all over the US, and there's rumored to be more stores shutting down worldwide. And I find this interesting because it has two sides. It's really bad because quite a lot of people are losing jobs because of this, and the reason why they're shutting them down is because people aren't buying physical copy of games anymore. I see this as a good thing, that being that we're moving away from physical copies, because everybody's now downloading games virtually, digitally. And I think this is good because we're now not going to be wasting plastic on physical copies of games, we're going to be using digital copies. Like I've said, it's easier to manage, it's easier for companies to get money from it, meaning that you can directly help the publishers and the developers, and it's a lot harder to pirate from digital copies, especially with how Steam works. You can't sell off a digital copy, you can give it to somebody, but you can never truly sell it. And I understand some people like to own a physical copy because if they want it, it's there and they know it's secure right there. But there are security things in place to make sure that your digital copy doesn't get lost, does get stolen, corrupt, and you can refund them as well. So everything you get with a physical copy, you can still get with a digital copy. It's just that now we're going to start wasting as much plastic. And on to the last story, this one being about a Monster Hunter clone. Now, we've seen Monster Hunter clones in the past, mostly in mobile games, and they've not done so well. Not as much as Dauntless, though. Dauntless is going to be a PC-only, free-to-play Monster Hunter clone. And from what we've seen, it is an early alpha, and it is just that, a Monster Hunter clone. But they've promised so much that Monster Hunter offers, and so much more as well, for free. Completely free. You don't have to pay for anything, since it's going to be a free-to-play. We've seen trailers, we've seen gameplay, we've seen a lot of things, and you can actually sign up for the alpha right now. I've already signed up. I'm incredibly excited about this game as much as the next guy, and although it's just a clone, it looks to be promising. Is this the first time a Monster Hunter game has been on PC? Not at all. There has been a Monster Hunter game on PC before. It's just a little tedious to get. You need to download the Korean version for some reason. Then you have to download an English patch for it. And even then, the translation isn't even 100% accurate. There are still areas where you can tell this was just translated to English. They just switched the words around without actually forming proper sentences. Although that one works and it's fine, you also get a lot of latency issues. Some people have been reporting they get over 300 ping, and other people saying things like they just cannot play the game whatsoever. And this is all because their internet connection can't connect to the server without a huge delay behind it, so things aren't happening in real time. A big problem in the gaming world, not just for this game, in games like Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto, suffer from latency issues, although it's a lot rarer than the Monster Hunter Online game. It can still happen, and it still makes gamers rage. Either way, I'm glad to see that company is taking the Monster Hunter formula and porting it to PC in a way that it works for everybody and doesn't exactly compete with Monster Hunter itself. And that's it for our stories. They've been really short because, I don't know, I think as the months go on, before E3, everything slows down in pace, just so everybody can get things ready for E3. And speaking of game releases, we have a couple new game releases for April. Last week we talked about Bulletstorm releasing on the 7th of April. This week we're going to be talking about Sniper Ghost Warrior 3. This is going to be releasing on Xbox One, PC, and PlayStation 4 on April 4th. This game is pretty much, well, a sniper game, although it's a little more than just a sniper game. An operative has to take down certain people, kind of like a hitman, except that you can do whatever way you want. Although it has a huge emphasis on stealth, you can do it without a suppressed weapon. You can just go in and start gunning things up and causing explosions, if that's the way you want to do it. Second game releasing for PC and Mac, Ira, releasing on April 5th, is an indie game and it looks really interesting. You start off as a small town child whose father is working for the space company. Then later on, the game fast forwards to the future and you are working for the space company in space. And it's really interesting because it puts you in a scenario, in different scenarios, where you have to figure things out for yourself. And there's multiple ways you can go about things, although there will always be one true ending kind of thing. There are multiple ways to get to it. Either way, it's a very heavily story-based game, and I can't wait to actually pick it up. And the last game releasing on April 10th for the Oculus Rift and HTC Vive, and honestly, I will be honest, this game is kind of edging me towards getting a VR headset of sorts. This game is Don't Knock Twice, and it's a horror game. And it's not like a horror experience, you just sit down, you look around, and oh, it's spooky jump scare. No, this is an actual game. You interact with everything. You have to actually get out of this certain room while this monster tries to stop you, in a way. It comes in every now and then trying to stop you, and you don't fend yourself off. You kind of wait for it to do its thing and leave, but there are moments where you do actually have to fight off the monster and escape. And this game looks so, like, terrifying, and I really want to play it. Would I say this is the only reason to get an Oculus Rift or a HTC Vive? Not at all. But if you do want one, this is one of the reasons why you should get one. That has been it for this week. Sorry it's been a little longer. I kind of waffled on about the third story. Hopefully Jordan, once again, will join us. Likelihood is slim at this point. We don't know where he is or what's happening. He just doesn't seem to be turning up. If there's anything you'd like to tell me, email me at sony.accessradio.biz. That's SONY @accessradio.biz. I'll catch you guys in the next one.